SBS Radio.
An Indigenous Advisory Committee was set up yesterday to help deal with the coronavirus. An international conservation group was calling for koalas to be urgently declared an endangered species in New South Wales. And Saturday, the 8th of March, is International Women's Day, with many events taking place across Australia. This is NITV Radio News, and I am Šárka Pechová. The Minister for Indigenous Australians says the government will support remote communities that wish to shut their doors to outsiders in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. An Indigenous Advisory Committee was set up yesterday to help deal with the virus. It will assess risks, available resources and ways in which to assist whilst being culturally respectful. Ken Wyatt says that South Australia's remote APY lands has requested to take up the measure. The move came after a number of COVID-19 cases in Australia reached 7, including a baby boy who was diagnosed yesterday. Ken Wyatt said he supports the measure to restrict access, but is confident in the government response if an outbreak occurs.
So I'm not overly worried. I think that our border protection measures and border force in the work that they're doing is a very measured and wise way in which we will take that pathway of prevention, but certainly will be well prepared for events if they and when they occur.
A national inquiry into workplace sex discrimination is calling for the Sexual Discrimination Act to be refreshed. The inquiry, which ran for 18 months, surveyed more than 10,000 people, and it's culminated in 55 recommendations, including an update to the legislation. Australia's Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins says the current system is complex and confusing. She says there is a need for change because sex discrimination in Australian workplaces is widespread.
Throughout the inquiry, we heard that workplace sexual harassment is pervasive. It occurs in every industry, in every location, and at every level. This is not simply the story of a few bad apples.
An international conservation group is calling for koalas to be urgently declared an endangered species in New South Wales, warning its case of now or never. A new report by global conservation group the International Fund for Animal Welfare has revealed how the recent bushfire season impacted koalas. Jossie Sherrod from the International Fund for Animal Welfare says it's stark reality for an animal that's already in decline from habitat destruction and climate change.
I think people knew koalas were in trouble, but now the science is in, this shows the real emergency nature of this. And with both fires and climate change increasing, they really don't stand a chance if we don't act now.
53 people have so far been infected by the coronavirus in Australia, with 2 deaths. Epping Boys High School in Sydney has been shut down today after a Year 11 student tested positive for the virus. 17 children have had to be tested for the virus after they visited the nursing home in northwestern Sydney, where a 95-year-old woman died from the virus. Queensland has recorded another 2 cases, and 15 staff at the Mater Hospital in Brisbane have self-quarantined after coming in contact with an infected Chinese student. The Northern Territory has reported its first case. South Australia is restricting access to its Indigenous APY lands. And Tasmania has opened a dedicated coronavirus clinic in the state's north. Queensland University of Technology's Art Museum is launching this Friday, 6th of March, Rite of Passage, a group exhibition featuring the work of contemporary Aboriginal artists that takes a fresh look at 2020 and the 250th anniversary of the arrival of James Cook in Australia. Rite of Passage is curated by Waka Waka, Butchula and Gurang Gurang woman Shannon Brett. She says in her opening statement that the exhibition considers 2020 as a key turning point and transition from the past towards the future that respects Aboriginality and validates the sovereignty of Aboriginal people.
These consummate storytellers practice their rite of passage, expressing their voice and actions in song or sound or material or surface. These are continuing practices for Aboriginal people. They share with us these poignant virtuosities, forming works that elucidate two worlds. What may be called art is in fact communication. It's education. These leaders are teachers beyond masters and are demanding that you listen as our utopia is raging. Above all, we need to develop a voice together and commit to one reality, that it always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
International Women's Day is celebrated on the 8th of March, with many events taking place all over Australia. In Sydney, a festival all about women will be held at the Sydney Opera House 7th and 8th of March, asking questions about gender, justice and equality, as the theme of the 2020 Global International Women's Day is Generation Equality. Many inspirational Indigenous women will be talking about their experience, sharing knowledge in panel discussions, workshops and events at the festival. The UN Women Australia will be hosting International Women's Day events around the country, representing the United Nations Gender Equality Agency. Thelma Plum took out top prize at Queensland Music Awards this week. The 2020 Queensland Music Awards, one of the biggest events on the Queensland music calendar, was a great success for First Nations artists. Taking home the major prize of the evening for Album of the Year was Thelma Plum and her hugely successful release Better in Black. Indigenous women are leading the way at this month's Melbourne Fashion Festival. The fashion festival has kicked off with a show inspired by the Kimberley region of WA, featuring Indigenous designs and models. The opening of the Melbourne Fashion Festival featured the design within country, an ongoing collaboration between designers and local artists. The result is a variety of unique textiles inspired by and created in the central Kimberley region. Those textiles are then turned into fashion items and showcased at the Melbourne Fashion Festival before being bought by customers. The 2020 Virgin Australia Melbourne Festival runs until 14th of March 2020. And to sports now. In cricket, Australian captain Meg Lanning says her team is relieved to make it through to the final of the Women's 2020 World Cup. Australia has defeated South Africa by 5 runs in Sydney in their semi-final. Lanning says the team has been through a lot to make it to the final.
It wasn't an easy day, I guess. We did a lot of waiting around and just hoping that the weather was going to hold off, and we got a little bit lucky, I guess. But yeah, we've really built throughout this tournament. We've had a lot thrown at us, and to be able to sort of come together in really big moment is certainly very special, and we'll certainly enjoy the win knowing that there's something, you know, massive coming up over the next few days.
Australia will play India and Melbourne on Sunday night in the final. And let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, sunny with a top of 35. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 24. Melbourne, a shower or two and 19. Hobart, possible showers and also 19 degrees. Albury-Wodonga, shower or two with a top of 27. Canberra, a shower or two and 26. Sydney, a shower or two and 28 degrees. Brisbane, showers with a possible storm and 31. Townsville, showers, also a possibility of a storm with a top of 33. Cairns, a shower or two and 33. Darwin, partly cloudy with a top of 34. Alice Springs is sunny with a top of 29. And Torres Strait Islands are partly cloudy with showers, the top of 33 degrees. And that's all from the news.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.